It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, he's on again. He'll be here till noon today, followed by Glenn Coble and Swap Shop at 12:15. You won't want to miss that. If you got anything to sell, why, make use of that program, 12:15 to 1. Swap Shop. Okay. I'm still trying to find what Cheney and Sons did on Court Street in downtown Marion. Now, Court Street is where the Marion Star was located. I didn't know there had been any other business on Court Street. Do you know Cheney and Sons? Now, of course, the one Cheney was killed in the Vietnam War, and I think he might still be missing. I don't know. But anyhow, well, here's another question. I've not talked about this one yet. In Prospect, Ohio, just like in Caledonia and Marion, of course, newspapers have been published for a long, long time. Now, I'm sure there's no newspaper published in Prospect. Oh, the only thing that's published in Caledonia is a newsletter that a volunteer puts together, and that's good. It's available at the post office in Caledonia. Okay, now Prospect had its own newspaper. And my question is, what was the name of the newspaper in Caledonia, or in Prospect? The Prospect newspaper's name was what? No, it wasn't what. What was the name of the Prospect newspaper? Boy, I found these Heath bars. Boy, are they good. Oh, my. Okay. But what did Cheney and Sons do on Court Street? What was the name of the newspaper in Prospect? Now, I don't know when it quit. Probably lack of money. Certainly not too much news in Prospect, maybe. I don't know. Every now and then, though, you see news that generated out of Prospect. In fact, I think there's something going on right now. Somebody wants to do something. I don't know. But you always have the zoning to abide with in these small towns. Most of them in Marion County have zoning codes. Some don't. Now, an interesting thing, too, zoning has a lot of things grandfathered in, like trailers. We don't allow a trailer in the county there, in the Caledonia, well, you know, unless it was the trailer was there 10 years ago or more, and then they're grandfathered in. But you can't buy a new trailer now and install it because, you know, zoning doesn't permit trailers. Okay. No one knows the name of the Prospect newspaper that once was. I can't remember if I ever saw the Prospect newspaper. Now, I'm familiar with the Prospect Senior organization. I used to go there and auction off material for a fundraiser. And also judge food. They had all table. Now, here's something. And I can't remember her name just offhand. But it's something that we've copied because we go to a cookout every year. A friend has a cookout in the woods north of Morrill. And everybody brings something. What we bring is what I originally found in Prospect at that senior citizen get-together. What it is is a piece of thin sliced beef or ham, and then you put in the middle of it, you put the cheese, cream cheese, and you roll it up. And, it's so good. And then we put, my wife puts toothpicks in it to hold it together. And we take that to an outing every year. And so that came out of the Prospect Senior Citizens program that they had every year that I once judged the entrees and did the auctioning off of donated gifts. So that's how things sometimes carry on, from Prospect to our cookouts. 11:19 is the time, and my questions today are this. This is an easy one. Name the company in Marion that was the most famous for termite control. And I don't know when it ceased operation, but they were still going in the 50s and 60s. What's the name of the company? I don't know if it's still going or not. It'd have to be the Sons of the Man. What was the name of the company that got rid of your termites in Marion? Can you do that? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. And I'll give you what can I give you? Not much this morning. I have this Panda Express can be used by kids or adults, and they're good for a kid's meal, which is a junior entree, junior side, a 12-ounce drink, and so it goes. No purchase necessary. That's that Panda Express ticket I've got to give you. Or I've got another smoothie here. All right. What else do I have? Anything? I at least want to mention the Ridgedale Lions Club and their big get-together on February 15th. And that would be just this side of Big Island on 309 in the auction center there. And the doors open at 4, dinner at 5. And after that, just a plain good time. Oh, my land. Okay, so what would you like? I gave away all. I don't see any more of the Ridgedale Lions Club tickets here. Okay. So, but this morning I gave away a smoothie, was it? Yeah, I gave a smoothie away this morning. So I still have that kid's meal left. Panda Express, have you been there? I don't know if the crowd is letting up there at all. It seems like every time you go by, there's a lot of people. I don't know. And, of course, every new restaurant it opens, it takes away the business from some other restaurants for at least the time being. And then at a certain point, you've got to be good to maintain your ability to bring in customers, that's for sure. Okay, now, tailors. How many tailors? Well, there have been a number of tailors in Marion. I know three of them, for one thing. Let me see. Can you name any of the former tailors that took care of putting cuffs on men's pants or making adjustments on suits? Maybe your sleeve length was too long. They could do anything. And I was telling you about my experience in Bucyrus when I worked for a clothing store of having to run across the street to the tailor to get the cuffs put on the pants. Now, today, we do not put the cuffs on. We just drag our pants all over the place. It's so funny when you see men walking down the street, even young ladies sometimes, their pants about 4 miles too long, and they just crumple up and scrape along the sidewalk. That's because we do not use tailors anymore to put cuffs on. Uh-huh. That's a business that went out. And are there any tailors of any kind in Marion? Suppose you needed something alteration, an alteration made. Where would you go in Marion to have that alteration made? Now, if it had been 15 years ago, I'm sure there had been a tailor well known, or maybe 20 years ago. How about you? 7403-399-44. If you got any answer, and if you don't want a prize, that's all right with me. I just like to get some information across. Like when we had the original Red Cab, they advertised a particular brand of automobile that you could ride in. They called it their Red Cab. And the Red Cab was a certain color of a standard automobile. Now, what was it? Okay, and name the garage in Marion that you could pull your car in and get a hot lunch, too. I wonder if that was on North Main Street. It would have been a long time ago. Wow. Or the Big Four. Where's everybody that remembers anything at all? The Big Four Railroad. Yeah. What was the Big Four? What were the four cities that it serviced? You remember that? Did the Big Four go through Marion? Yes, it did. It didn't go north or south. It went east and west. Now, the Pennsylvania Railroad had fast-running trains through Bucyrus. Every night, Amtrak, back in the early 70s, came through. And I can remember taking my daughter out, because I like railroading, and we'd every night at 9:43, you could see, look down the tracks and see a headlight coming. And at 9:43 every night, it was Amtrak coming through town, swift as all get out. But before that, the Pennsylvania Railroad had two well-known passenger cars, or trains, I should say. One was called the Liberty Limited. The Liberty Limited. And it was so well known because people traveled from coast to coast, or you know, between New York and Chicago at least. The Liberty Limited and the Broadway Limited. That was the other one. They were the most well-known and fancy dining cars. Oh, boy. And when they went through town, you could see people sitting at the table, candlelight and all, eating probably a better meal than most of us were having at that time, because I remember during the war years, it was still running. And during the war years, too, we all waited on wave to wave at the servicemen as they went through town on troop trains. Now, that's something that I'd like to mention, too, that now today we don't wait on trains and wave at anyone, right? But back in the war years, the troops went from one coast to the other. A lot of them went from the East Coast to California and then shipped out to the South Pacific. And a lot of those men never came back. And we used to think of that when they went through waving to us in the troop trains. Some of those guys aren't going to make it. Well, my dad was on one of those trains. He had left camp in, where was it? In the state of Delaware. And he let us know that he was going to be shipped to the West Coast. He couldn't tell us what was going to come out of all that. He didn't tell us that he'd end up on Guam and being chased by Japanese submarines across the Pacific. But Dad did say, when I come through town, I'm going to do like the other guys. I'm going to wave. But as I wave, I'm going to throw you my cap, my Navy cap, with my name on it. And so we went downtown, my mother and I and my sister, and waited and waited on troop trains every day. No luck, no hat, until the one day a knock on our door, and a lady was standing there with this white Navy cap in her hand and said, "Is your husband's name Cletus Evers?" And yes, that was Dad's hat. We missed it. We had gone down there waiting so many days for him to throw his hat out, maybe get a glimpse of him that we wouldn't see for years, you know, several years to come. But yeah, it was interesting. I'll never forget that. The knock on the door, the lady with her white sailor hat in her hand. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of memories. How about your memories? I'm always glad to hear anyone else's memories.
Hey, Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
We're back once again here. I was talking to a little listener off the air. So I got the answer from him. They were Chrysler automobiles for the Red Cab Company many, many years ago. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Now, tell me the name of the termite company that was so popular in Marion. In fact, the biggest termite eradicator was a particular company in Marion. Can you name it? 740-383-9944. This company had been around for, and I don't know if it's still here or not, but the original owner was there for so many years, and they advertised everywhere. that I think a full page ad in the phone books and different things. Okay, what was the name of the termite company? Well, let me see. What else do we have here? Cheney and Sons. You could help me out there in finding out what Cheney and Sons did at 150 or at, on Court Street in Marion. Or you might call one of your friends up in Prospect and say, what was the name of the newspaper you used to have in Prospect? The Prospect newspaper, if I could give you a hint about its name had something to do with the Civil War, something that floated in the Civil War. That's a pretty good hint. The newspaper's name in Prospect. Now, how many years ago did the newspaper fold up and call it quits? And what was its name? This has been a dull day. Where is everybody? Maybe you hope you didn't slip and fall on the sidewalk. The sidewalks were kind of covered with ice, unless they had been treated. Now, that's one nice thing about being here. The parking lot is always treated in time because it's important. The people that come here, and especially down below, are to the heart clinic, and they need all the support they can get. Okay, now, Cheney and Sons, what did they do? What was the name of the Prospect newspaper? And we already got one answer today. Monk McCurdy owned the safety cab company. And who took care of termites? And Red Cab used Chrysler automobiles. Chrysler. The Red Cab company used Chrysler. And they featured a Chrysler automobile in their advertising. Now, there were at least three, maybe more than that, tailors in Marion. How long ago was it that you could take an item of clothing to a tailor in Marion and get it fixed or adjusted? Can you tell me that? Does Marion have a tailor, or did they, or what was the last tailor that we ever had? Now, I can tell you, there were, 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 tailors. One of them was named Davies, and, one was named Kerr. Can you tell me the name of the other tailor, or any tailor? All right. The Big Four. I thought I would get that answer quickly. The Big Four stood for what railroad? What was the Big Four? What did it stand for? What were the Big Four cities? And that, everybody, when I was younger, when you were younger too, talked about, hey, we got to catch the Big Four. All right. I'm not going to ask you where the Big Four went, because that'd be the answer. The four cities. Okay. Now, we learned that the Fahey Bank was originally called the Bank of Ireland before Tim Fahey had it incorporated and, all legally put together. Then it was known as the Fahey Bank, and still is. Still is. The first mayor of Marion was Nathan Peters. And now I ask about, remember Danner Buick that built that big building south of town, And then Danner Buick folded up, and the Buicks were sold elsewhere. And you remember cars used to go around Marion with their license plate that said, "This is my 10th Danner Buick," or "This is my 15th Danner Buick." It said that right on the license plate frame. Now, when they left, an Oldsmobile company took over. What was the name? Mr. Key, was there a Key that owned the Oldsmobile? I'd like to know. I should know because I worked for him doing remote broadcasts. What was his name? All right, sold Oldsmobiles. Remember, it was such a big to-do in Marion when Danner Buick built that huge, huge facility that had a track. You could jump in a car and drive it around the track and try it out to see if you liked it. Man, that was a long time ago. Now, every time I see that my memory goes back to those years. But it doesn't go back now to anything at all. What is in the old Danner Buick building there on Delaware Avenue? I don't know, and I go by it every now and then. And is there anything in there? Or is it an empty building? Okay. Now, I'm having a hard time getting any answers today. Wow, I'm going to have to try something different tomorrow. Tomorrow being Friday. Oh. I still need to know what Cheney and Sons did on Court Street in downtown Marion. I need to know the name of the newspaper that was once published in Prospect. Now, sometimes we have a hard time, or we are not coming into Prospect too greatly, and a lot of people down there are probably not being able to pick us up. And those people could tell us the name of the newspaper that was published in Prospect. I don't know how many years ago it quit. All right. I'm looking here. This termite guy. Everybody should remember that. Now, this particular family were, well-known in the Eastern Star. Or the Masons. I don't know. I think the Eastern Star for sure. All right. And the Big Four. Now, that should have been a very easy one. Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
The key auto sales was Merle Key.
Merle Key, okay. Key Auto Sales, yeah. Now, do you remember, was he the one that was missing a finger?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know him, but my mother did.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
And he's an uncle to a friend of ours.
Yeah, okay. Key Oldsmobile. And that's no longer there. Of course, Oldsmobiles aren't around anymore either.
No, they're not. Or Pontiacs.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you like I've got a ticket here for a free kids meal at Panda Express, which would also be a junior-size adult meal. Would you like
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I won last month. Can I win something this month?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me write your name down.
This is Jim Weir.
Oh, Jim. Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay. We've been enjoying seeing your grandson on Facebook and following what your daughter and her family's doing.
Yeah.
It turned out my wife is related to them.
No
to
kidding.
To the Rostons.
No kidding. Well, that's. Do they know that?
Yeah, they do.
Well,
they do. They figured this out at Christmas at the palace.
No kidding. Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim's grandfather, I think, and my wife's grandmother were brother and sister.
Well,
yeah.
Small world, huh?
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
You got all these Crawford County people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we come into Bucyrus, you know, off and on, and same with Galleon. Yep.
Yep. Yeah,
I could do a program from Bucyrus just as well as I can from Marion.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, Jim, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And you can pick up your ticket any time here for Panda Express.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay,
see
ya.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Jim Weir. All right. Good to hear from Jim. Okay. Now, Miller Key. Mr. Key, you know, why is it that I remember him so well? And the fact that when I did the remote broadcast, I saw that he was missing a finger. I think of the weirdest. You know, I'm one of those people that just don't go down a straight line and not look to either side. I'm more, I go somewhere, and I comment more about what they're wearing and and about, you know, about who they are. But now I'll always remember the one in Washington that tore up that speech. I think a lot of people will remember that. Oh, here's another caller. Oh, good. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Charlie, was the termite guy Luther Amrine?
Yes, it was Luther Amrine.
I thought it would be.
Yeah, boy, well known.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be our neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's something. Well, Rich, how you doing now? Are you waiting to get into the fields?
Oh, not yet. Too wet.
Yeah.
Rain, snow, and everything else.
Yeah. Now, did a lot of guys plant radishes?
I never did, but some people do.
Yeah, I guess when the radishes reach their limit, they kind of smell.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. They stink like heck.
Yeah, right. Yep. But they loosen up the soil, I guess, or something of that, or add a little bit of material to the soil.
Oh, yeah. It breaks up the root down deep.
Yes.
Them radishes do.
Yeah.
That helps break up hard pan.
And you know the interesting thing, that's a daikon.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right. So now, hey, I just got the answer to our termite people, Luther Amrine. That's a name that's so familiar. It's been around for years and years in Marion. Luther Amrine, Exterminatol, that was the name of the company, Exterminatol. They got rid of all your bugs, your termites especially. Now, I remember living in Bucyrus, it was during the war. And we had the house that we rented. I found the beams in the basement were being eaten up by termites. Oh, my land, you wouldn't believe. So we had to call the landlord and say, the house is going to fall down if you don't get these termites rid of. And so they had the termite people come out. And I can still smell that chemical in the back of my mind. But they used the chemical around the outside of the house, put it underground and so forth. But you could smell that, oh, my land, for years, you could smell that chemical. Yep, those were the days. Now, are termites a big problem anymore? I often wonder that. I've never looked for termites in our house. Maybe I should. But are termites any problem anymore? Luther Amrine, I don't suppose Luther is I don't know if he's alive or deceased, but I just wonder how much business there is in termite control. And boy, do you know this on television. All you see is a guy that insulates your house. And in the summertime, he said, if you're sweating in your house, here's the way you keep cool. And he pumps that stuff down your between your wall sills or your timbers there and coats it with this foam-like material. And he said that'll keep you cool in the summertime. Then it turns winter like it is now. You want to keep warm in the winter? You'll have the same thing. He uses the same thing. And then you have the guy that sells the leaf gutter, the gutter guard. He's on there every day, many times during the day, just like the guy with the insulation. So there must be a good profit in the gutter business. Boy, oh boy. Yes, they're probably the biggest advertisers on television, the leaf guard and the insulation people. How about that? Have you had your home insulated? You know, for a long time, people were having holes drilled in their homes and then newspaper pumped in there. They took newspapers and ground them up into fine pieces and then pumped them into your walls. And I wonder if they still do that. You used to be able to see those homes because you could see all the holes they drilled to pump in the old newspapers. Yeah, a constant problem keeping warm or keeping cool. Of course, with a good furnace, you can keep warm, and a good air conditioner, you keep cool. And to think that it wasn't that long ago, it seems like we were complaining about 90-degree heat and nearly 100 degrees, and we were sweating and saying, oh, it's got to cool off. Well, it did. It really cooled off. And I hope we don't get any more freezing rain. That would be a disaster because our trees have no, they're the same temperature as the air around them, and they would collect freezing rain rather quickly. And if that happens, then that weights them down, and down come the trees. And Marion has its share of old, gnarly trees that need to come down and nice new ones put up. I noticed the city of Bucyrus has a big program going on of renewing trees, and that's for the future generations, you know. And the old trees, especially the silver maple, they were planted because they were fast growing and they provided shade before, say, an oak tree or a maple tree. Yeah, the silver maple. A silver maple also was a dirty tree, and the fact that its branches, little branches broke off quite readily. Yeah. But people planted them because they gave shade sooner than all the others. And someday they will also come down in a rain or a hailstorm or a freezing rain. And now is the time, of course, you have to justify everything. There's no money out there to cut these trees down. But boy, there sure is after they fall down, isn't there? To clear them off the highways and your yards and everywhere else. Yeah, all of a sudden, the trees just don't lay there forever. They're picked up and recycled or whatever's done. It's too bad they can't do that before they become a nuisance lying across the street or across the sidewalk. Because we do have old trees that need to be replaced. And I'm thinking, too, about the ones on Mount Vernon Avenue. They're so scraggly looking because they've been trimmed away to allow electric wires to run through them without being rubbed or being tore down by winds combined with the trees shaking and so forth. Okay. Cheney and Sons on Court Street. What were they? What'd they do? What was the name of the newspaper in Prospect? No one knows. Is this a deep, dark secret in Marion County of what the Prospect newspaper was called? Or, let's see, we got the safety cab was Monk McCurdy. You ever remember Monk McCurdy? No, you don't. That was before your time, maybe. And Luther Amrine, then the Red Cab Company used Red Chrysler automobiles. All right. And later on, there was a company that was used by Red Cab that made strictly red, vehicles for taxis because you could replace their exterior parts rather easy because, you know, chances of them being in a wreck were pretty good. And, you know, in the distance or in the amount of time they spent on the streets. So they had bumpers and taillights and everything that could be replaced easy. And they had more room, like in the back seat. You didn't have to squeeze in the back seat. There was plenty of room. All right. Let me see. We've got the first mayor of Marion was Nathan Peters. And the Fahey Bank was called the Bank of Ireland at one time. But we still need to know what in railroading, the big four, what was the big four in rail? Oh, here we go. Okay, good morning, caller.
Yeah, I'll tell you on the big four. New York, Pennsylvania, Erie, and Mayo.
Well, let me see. Big four, Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland,
New York Central, Pennsylvania, Erie, and Mayo.
Yeah, but I'm talking about there was one particular line called the Big Four.
That was the New York and the Pennsylvania both. They come up that track, that single track.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. They came through Bucyrus going north. Yeah, right. Very good. Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, yeah. Big Four, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis comprised the Big Four. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there?
Cincinnati.
Hello? The Big Four, Cleveland, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and, boy, it's almost time to go, isn't it? Let me see. It's 11:55 right now. Yeah, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, and St. Louis. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. The Big Four. It was one line called the Big Four, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, well, that's all the questions I have for today. Man, I'm really going to have to concentrate on tomorrow and getting some new ones. These are too hard. And I'm going to have to get some, like the Prospect newspaper. Do you know what the Prospect newspaper was called? The Prospect Monitor. The Prospect Monitor. That was the name. Do you remember that? How long ago did the Prospect Monitor fold? Does that ring a bell now, the Prospect Monitor? There was once a newspaper published in Caledonia. And Warren G. Harding and his dad had a part in that. It was called the Caledonia Argus, A-R-G-U-S. The Caledonia Argus. No, we never published one in Clarendon. Never published one in Denmark either. But the closest would have been Mount Gilead and Marion and so forth and Prospect. Okay, so it's 11:56 and a half right now. It's a great day, and we did. Let me see. Yes, we did give away a couple of things today. Tomorrow we'll have something else to give away. So take good care of yourself. Now remember, on ice. Now, we've not had enough ice yet, but there could be out there to require you or to enable you to wear those spikes on your shoes. And you say, well, where do you buy those? Well, I don't know. I think I asked last year, and I think the major stores had them. You might have to ask for them to save some time, but I think Walmart and maybe Meijer had them. You slip on your regular shoes, and they're like baseball cleats or football cleats. You don't slip on ice, and that would save lives, because when you fall and break your hip, and if you're old enough, that's pretty well the end of time. So don't shy away, if you can afford it, to get a pair of those cleats you slip on. They're made out of rubber with the cleat embedded in the rubber, and you stretch it over your shoes, and you could walk up a steep hill of ice practically with them. They're so good. So remember that. Take good care of yourself this winter. Not only get salt for your driveway and your sidewalks, but get those cleats for your shoes, because they could mean life or death, really. Now it's 11:58 Eastern Standard Time, and I want you to remember at 12:15 today, Glenn Coble will be in with his swap shop. And will there be anyone today trying to sell anything? I wonder. No yard sales today. Oh, my. And I don't know, the weather is supposed to warm up a little, I think, and maybe rain, and then maybe freeze. I don't know. But anyhow, it's 11:59, and we'll soon be out of here to spend the weekend doing, no, weekend's not, we've got tomorrow to go yet. Okay, tomorrow I have a whole new list of questions. Maybe some you can answer, I hope. Like at Fahey Bank, the Bank of Ireland. Remember that? No, you don't, because that would have been over 100 years ago. And they're all gone. Okay, we're heading.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1.